What are you doing, Yayo?
I want to study this dead fruit fly, Don, but he's too big for this microscope.
With that Stone Age technology, the only way you're going to see anything of that fly is if you pull off one of its legs or something.
There's nothing Stone Age about this microscope. It's a good one. It is disappointing, though, that I can't look at a whole fly at once.
You could with SPIM.
What?
SPIM. It stands for Selective Plane Illumination Microscopy. SPIM is a new kind of microscope technology. It provides a significantly sharper image than current microscopes, and it also allows one to study living organisms without destroying or harming them.
I could not only study a whole fruit fly, but a living one?
Yep. SPIM uses very thin slices of light to illuminate one section of a sample at a time, a process that inflicts little damage to a specimen. This process is why SPIM provides images that are 5 times sharper than those of current microscopes. SPIM also enables a viewer to study a living organism from many different angles and layers. The machine moves the specimen through the slice of light to take images from each layer, resulting in a clear and detailed 3-dimensional image.
Sounds fantastic, but is SPIM very expensive or very slow?
SPIM takes mere minutes to create detailed images, and it actually costs about 1/3 less to manufacture than the current microscope technologies.
Wow! Forget this dead fruit fly. I'm going to find a live one to study.
This should be interesting.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Susan Strom in biology. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.